Well, our next guest, a former Galesburg Silver Streak. He was an Iowa Hawkeye, 35 years total in Major League Baseball, 16 as a player for the Rangers, Royals, Cubs, and Brewers. He was a World Series champ in 85. With the Royals, I don't remember who they beat. I don't like to talk about that, but he scored the winning run in the game anyway. he was a six-time Gold Glove winner, three-time American League All-Star. He was the Senior Executive Vice President of the AL Champ Texas Rangers, so he's worked in the front office there. And he's an author as well. I know we talked to him before about a book called How to Win at Sports Parenting, and he has got a new book out called Legacy Playbook, 50 Days of Encouragement to Pass on What Matters Most. As we welcome in Galesburg native Jim Sundberg. Jim, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Thank you. It's great to be on air with you. In fact, I grew up waking up to WGIL. My dad would actually have the station on, and so before going to school every morning, it was WGIL. So it's great to be on with you.
Well, you bet. Thanks so much. And hopefully there will be some other kid right now who's going to talk with somebody in 20 or 30 years about waking up with us here, and hopefully they'll be as successful as you are no matter what they do. Well, Jim, thanks again. I know we had talked, I think last time we talked, it was about your book, How to Win at Sports Parenting. You've got a new book out, and it's actually a devotional. Kind of talk about this, the idea behind it, and what people can expect when they purchase this book.
Well, basically, there are 50 stories in there that go from childhood in Galesburg to Major League Baseball, and each story, each day is meant to be an encouragement and has a particular topic of one thing or another. We talk about passion, leadership. It's done in a devotional style because my faith has been very important to me, and so I tried to blend my faith and do something a little bit different than normally what you see in a baseball book is to put a devotional piece in there that allows people to kind of work through and determine what matters most to them. I mean, this is a time where you're hearing what matters, and it's a good time to analyze with everything that's going on in the world with the COVID and the riots and stuff like that and loss of job. It's a good time to kind of do a little bit of research yourself, a little introspection and try to determine what matters most. This will kind of guide a person through that. And I have a purpose statement at the end of the book. It says, I have decided all accumulation of wealth, even though I achieve it, is an insufficient reason for living. When I reach the end of my days, I must look backward on more than just gold gloves, all-star games, world championships, and records, nor is fame of any lasting benefit. And then these next three things are what matter most to me. And I'll consider my earthly life to have been wasted unless I recall loving family, a consistent investment in the lives of people, and an earnest attempt to serve the God who made me. So the book is kind of centered around that. All three of those things that matter to me deal in relationships, and relationships have not always been easy for me. And so, but there's a lot of topics to kind of work through, and I talk a little bit about depression, in which I had to deal with on and off through actually kind of most of my life. I'm very open and honest about that, talk about a number of other different topics and issues. So it's the book I've always wanted to write. The How to Win Sports Parenting book was one that was supposed to, that the editor wanted to deal with what was going on in the culture at the time and youth sports. And it wasn't necessarily the book that I wanted to write, but this is kind of the one that I've wanted to write all along.
And it's available at jimsundberg.com, your website. Anywhere else is available on all the other the resources online?
Amazon. You can go to Amazon.
Okay.
If you want an autographed copy, go to jimsundberg.com and put in the code word Jim, and there's a discount off of the regular price, and get it autographed and get it out to the folks.
Excellent.
We've had a lot of people from Galesburg that have already been ordering it. So I appreciate those. If those of you who've ordered it, that are listening this morning, thanks. I appreciate the support.
Again, jimsundberg.com is the website. Talking with Jim Sundberg, the author of the book, former major leaguer. You know, you mentioned the depression, and you said that you've dealt with it really throughout your life. And now that you're open about it in the book and able to talk about it, my guess is just the way things have been in our world, that probably hasn't been the case your entire life. You haven't been able to talk about it, and did even people other than those very close to you even know you had any issues at all?
No, there, most of the people did. In fact, I hid it from my wife for most of our early part of our marriage. I was kind of ashamed of it. And it was something I didn't think I was supposed to have, and I couldn't understand it at the time. I wasn't sure where the source was coming from. And, you know, my dad, who's a faithful dad and a dad that really worked hard, he worked 33 years at the Galesburg Post Office and retired from there with about a year and a half of sick leave built up. And I talk a little bit about the tensions in trying to please dad and trying to have performance. But my dad was there's a chapter in there called My Hero, and so it talks about all the things that dad had done that really represented why I was kind of an Iron Man of baseball. I saw dad go to work every morning, whether it was snow on the ground or whether he was sick, and I saw his work ethic, and I was only on the disabled list one time, although I probably should have been a couple of other times, but I kind of played through some injuries and probably led to why I caught 1,400 games in my first 10 years in Texas.
At the position that you probably get injured more than any other position in that sport.
You really do, and I learned early on how to navigate home plate. A lot of times the catchers will get hurt on plays at the plate with collisions, and I learned a technique early in my career that allowed me to kind of navigate home plate, kind of waiting for the ball and then moving to tag the runner out. And so after a couple early career collisions, I learned what was really the best way to do it, and I think it saved me. It saved my knees, it saved my shoulders, and it worked out.
Jim Sundberg is the author of the new book, Legacy Playbook, 50 Days of Encouragement to Pass on What Matters Most. You can find that at jimsundberg.com, especially if you'd like the autographed copy of it and at a discount, Amazon as well. And, you know, I don't want to dwell on the depression thing, Jim, but it's really interesting that people think for a person like you and just us average people that aren't necessarily great at something, but you see it, whether it's a musician or an actor, somebody that seems to have the world in front of them. They're making decent money. They're getting to play a sport they love or play music they love. And they say, how can they be depressed? Well, it has nothing to do with how your life is going. It's depression is a completely different thing.
Yeah. I drove myself into the ground. Basically, I spent all of my physical and emotional energy trying to trying to please a lot of people and trying to be accepted and appreciated and loved. And so I did a lot of things that were unhealthy for my body in terms of the way I played and how much I played and how much I played through injuries. And the thing about baseball is you can't get away from it. Once it starts, it's on you. There's only 18 off days in 6 months, and it doesn't include 6 weeks of spring training, nor does it include a month of postseason. And so when it's there, it's on you. You can't get away and for a weekend and try to recoup and gain a little bit of strength. And so and I think there's a lot of people out there. I've actually have a Facebook account, and I've talked about it on video the last couple of days and got a great response on it. There's a lot of people out there that are struggling, especially right now with the way things are. And my encouragement is that you're going to be okay. If you're struggling, you're going to be okay. If you've experienced it one time in your life and you've gotten through it, you know you can get through it again. And once you've learned to get through it, then it works as a big confidence factor. And obviously prayer was an important part of it. And to be honest with you, baseball career just kept me on my knees. It stretched me beyond my abilities, and I felt like at times. And there were seasons of slump in which I was dealing with some of these issues. The first time I ever went to counseling, I wore sunglasses, and it's interesting. I talk about this in the book. That back in the 70s, to go to counseling was not something that you would do. It was looked down on. Now every team has a sports psychiatrist that players are able to actually talk to, and it's not a big deal anymore. But for me, I was kind of in hiding about it for a long, long time. And since I've decided to really come out with it, there's been a great response. And I think there's going to be a lot of people that will benefit from the book. There's a few chapters in there that talk about it. It's not designated to that. As I said earlier, there's a lot of different topics that go on, but depression was one of them, and the source of that depression, I talked about it, and then how to deal with it and get through it.
Jim Sundberg is a Galesburg native. His new book, his latest book, is Legacy Playbook, 50 Days of Encouragement to Pass On What Matters Most. You can find it at jimsundberg.com, Amazon as well. Jim, you know, the question I was going to ask, speaking of your faith and playing in a professional sport, and the question I was going to ask, I guess, doesn't really make sense. I was going to say, was it hard being a person of faith doing that? But I guess the real question, or the answer, kind of answering my own question, I guess, if your faith is true, your belief in Christ and that, it doesn't matter what you're doing. No, it's not hard because you know that's what's leading you.
That's exactly right, and I think I went to church at First Christian Church in Galesburg most of my life, but I never really became what I consider a believer in Christ until 1977. So I was at the age of 26 in a hotel room in Toronto reading the book Late Great Planet Earth by Hal Lindsey, and I was kind of moved by something he said at that point, and It was at a point where I was really struggling emotionally. I was doing well professionally, but I was extremely, I had struggles emotionally, not being able to connect the dots on why I was struggling so much emotionally. And so, when I accepted Christ in my life, things began to change, considerably, and they continue to change, as you move along. I mean, you grow, things that were, yesterday are not the same today, and tomorrow's even a little bit different, and it's a growing experience. And when I talk about what matters most to me, and I say a earnest attempt to serve the God who made me, the earnest attempt is to say there's a lot of struggle that goes on, and we have a loving Father that is able to handle whatever stuff, garbage we can dish out. And so, that's why it was important to me is that without that faith, I don't believe my career would have ended up the way it did. I think it could have taken a much different road.
Jim Sundberg, a Galesburg native. He was a longtime professional baseball player, worked in the front office as well. He's an author. His newest book is called Legacy Playbook, 50 Days of Encouragement to Pass On What Matters Most. Again, you can check Jim's website, jimsundberg.com, to purchase that. Also, How to Win at Sports Parenting. Well, Jim, if it's okay, I want to shift gears a little bit and talk
sure.
about the state of Major League Baseball right now and what's going on. Because, I mean, we've talked about this on here. We can see blame on both sides. And is that where it belongs at this point? Because, obviously, you've lived through this yourself, not this pandemic, but through work stoppages and strikes. You've
yeah.
experienced it. You've also, you know, seen the side of being a player. Also, you've worked in the front office. So you have a unique perspective. Seeing both sides of the issue.
I think the players are being a little bit unfair at this point in time. I think the owners have made a fair proposal, and as always, there's this back and forth. I've known for about a month that it would take most of June to try to negotiate this, and they were looking for a couple of month schedule, whether that was 50 games or 60 games, and it kind of changes depending on which week you're in, whether it was 70 at one time, it was 50. I think the latest now is 60 games, and there'd be around 3 weeks of spring training, and hopefully that would be around the end of July as a startup. But the COVID, you know, in Texas, I kind of watch what goes on with COVID all around the country, and I realize what has gone on in Illinois. I don't know how much you experience it in Galesburg. Some of the smaller areas don't see it quite as much, but we have it here in Dallas. I live in the mid-cities, which is where there's not a lot. In fact, and I haven't known anybody yet that has had it in my influence of area of influence with people. And you know, the thing is about not watching, not allowing fans to watch the games. It's going to be really strange, Tom, with the with playing baseball, having been used to playing with 40,000 people in the stands, and all of a sudden you're not playing in front of that, it's going to seem a lot less intense than even spring training games are. You know, spring training games are just kind of relaxed, and they're not very intense, and you use the time to get your body in shape and get it ready for the regular season. And so to not have any fans in the stands would really be weird. And I think to myself, you know, you've got to wear a mask on a flight, plane. I've been on a plane like recently and had to wear a mask, and people are wearing them in stores wherever you go, and some are not. But why not let the fans be outside, which supposedly is a place where COVID is not as active, but let them be outside and have a mask on and let them go watch a game.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. They say, okay, well, if the mask works, why isn't everything just completely back open? Why can't, I mean, because yeah. For me, I am not a fan of the mask, and I'd wear it as little as possible. And I would be at a game with 40,000 people tomorrow sitting next to people without masks. I want to be there and watch.
I'm with you on that. And I'm in the same category, because the only time I've wore a mask was on a plane, and they basically made it mandatory. I haven't wore a mask going into the grocery store or going into any of the retail outlets or whatever it is. We actually even took a trip to Florida for a couple of weeks, about 3 weeks back. And so, you know, I've been fairly mobile most of the time. I see a lot of people that have stayed inside. I think early on, the first couple of weeks, we didn't do anything, because if you remember back in March or February, wherever it was when it first came out, I mean, they were scaring the heck out of everybody. If you're 65 and older, and had any chest conditions, you know, I used to have pneumonia a couple of times. I've had some chest colds, and I have to be careful in the winter. But and so I thought, well, gosh, I'm in that prime zone. You know, I've got to really be careful about it. But after you begin to see some of the more recent research and some of the stuff that comes out, you know, my sense is, let's play ball. let's play ball, and let's let fans do. If they want to wear a mask, wear a mask. If you want to come out and not, just like anywhere else that you're in close proximity with people, let them go. But it's being run by the East Coast, and baseball is, and while us here in Texas are kind of a little more independent than most people, I think we're more inclined to say, let's play ball.
Yeah. Jim Sundberg joining us here this morning. Well, you know, we were kind of talking earlier this morning. It seems like the more the two sides meet and seem like we hear, oh, there's been a handshake, there's been this or that, but at the end of the day, they seem further apart every single day. Do you see this getting resolved anytime soon?
I really do. I think it's going to get resolved. It's the same kind of back and forth. It seems to be a little bit of a give and take, and then all of a sudden somebody plays hardball again. And it's all part of a negotiation thing. And I had good source information a month ago that said it would take most of June to negotiate it. And I think that's kind of the case. And at times it looked like it's not going to happen, but I can't imagine not playing baseball. I think the people need to, the union needs to kind of get a little bit of a grip and on the situation, and it's always been it's been times in the past, and I've been part of a couple of work stoppages where the players were pretty much together, and it was a strong union, and it sounds like they're trying to make that attempt again. In this situation with the next negotiation coming up next year, the next player agreement negotiation, I think, is next year.
Jim Sundberg, former major leaguer, Galesburg native, the author of How to Win a Sports Parenting. His latest book is Legacy Playbook, 50 Days of Encouragement to Pass on What Matters Most, available again on his website, jimsundberg.com, especially if you want an autographed copy, also available at amazon.com. Jim, thank you so much for taking the time with us. We always appreciate it, and best of luck with the book. And hopefully we'll be at a ballpark watching a game soon.
Yeah, I hope so too. Thank you very much.